All today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're locking in hour number three of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. That is freetalklive.com. All right, Mark. Been selling it all show long, and now let's talk about it. The Good Samaritan, a man who tried to do the right thing. And then got arrested for it. What's the story?
Well, I don't know if I'm going to go so far as Good Samaritan, but...
Really?
Yeah.
Well, from what you've told me, it sounded like he was trying to do the right thing. But go ahead and tell the story, and we'll see what the listeners
say. It could look to be looked at in a bunch of different ways. I'm not sure what I'm seeing here, but this is from Nye County, Nevada. I'm not sure exactly
that's Nye from. County, home of Art Bell.
I see.
I think he lives in the Philippines now, but...
KIROTV.com. After receiving a graphic tape of a young girl being assaulted by an adult male, Nye County Police are seeking help in identifying both the victim and the man. Apparently, this is from a Vegas TV station, KVVU. There's no other way to describe it, said Detective Boroschwitz with the Nye County Sheriff's Office. She's a victim that's used to being traumatized. Police said the tape shows a young girl being abused and violated by a man.
Oh,
it's as awful as you can imagine, Borowitz says. It's explicit and just about the worst that you can imagine. Investigators said the tape was turned in by...
Any idea how young this girl is? I mean, are we talking pre-puberty?
No, it's all pretty vague.
Okay.
The tape was turned in by a Darren Tuck, 26, of Tahrump. Tuck said that he found the tape in the desert. After another... Strange place to find a VHS tape, but I suppose someone might throw it out there.
I don't know, man.
I would think if I had something like that, maybe they dropped it. I don't know. I mean, who knows? If I had something like that and I wanted to get rid of it, I would set it on fire.
Hard to say how far out in the desert he was. Maybe it was just on the side of the road in the desert.
Right.
You know?
The whole thing's a desert.
Right.
So, anyway, he says that he found it out in the desert. And after another investigation, police said Tuck had possession of the tape for more than 5 months. He held on. He found it and held on to it. He showed it to other people. It's cases like that that push you towards the edge, if you know what I mean. Now, I don't understand what this statement has to do with him having it for 5 months, because it doesn't seem to. Said Lieutenant Ed Howard with the Nye County Sheriff's Office, it's obvious not the first time this subject has done that. Therefore, there could be hundreds of victims. We don't have any way of knowing, but the guy needs to be taken off the streets.
For turning in a tape?
Right. Either that or there's just not enough evidence here. I don't know. The story leaves me a little... wondering.
His intentions were to turn it in, right? I mean, he came in to say, look, this is bad. I found this. I want to give it to you. Then I guess with further questioning, they discovered he'd held on to it for a little while.
Right, and they're charged him with possession of child pornography and promotion of sexual acts of a minor. If convicted, he could get life. Now, this is not the first time ever in the United States that somebody who's turned in evidence has been charged with that evidence. Charged with the crime of possessing it.
Right.
And essentially he's being charged with the possession of it and the promotion of sexual acts, which is showing it to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So, but maybe he was, you know, maybe he's one of these people that wants to get other people's opinion. What do you think I should do with this? Isn't
sure.
this awful?
Yeah,
this is terrible.
Look what I found in the desert.
I don't know what happened here with this guy. I don't know who Darren Tuck is, 26, but... What's going to happen next? If I read this story, and now I go out on the way home, I find a videotape. I don't know how I would, in my car, find a videotape. But let's say I found it someplace tomorrow. I'm not going to give it to the police.
Hell no. Only a damn fool would do something like that.
And it does serve to cement the thought process that dealing with the police is more trouble than
it's worth.
Or, you know, it creates more problems than it solves.
I'm not saying you're their first suspect,
but that's going to be the case,
right? It's easy for them. Oh, you got a tape. I see. Okay. Well, why don't you just take a step into that jail cell over there, sir? Thanks for dropping this off. We really appreciate it. I mean, that's how could they do this to this guy? It just seems so wrong. I mean, anybody who has child pornography and has naughty intentions isn't going to walk into a police station and say, here, I found this.
He absolutely could do that. There are people that feel bad for committing the crimes that they committed. They don't want to serve the time for them or anything. but, you know, want to get the stuff into the hands of the authorities, that kind of thing.
I can't imagine that. I mean,
I've known people who've done it.
Put it in your trash can, and then there's zero chance of anything happening.
It's dumb.
Unless the cops are digging through your trash, in which case, then you've got trouble. But if the cops are digging through your trash, then, well, something else is going on. But how do you feel about this story? 800-259-9231. I mean, is there a chance that this guy actually shot the video? And if so, there would probably be a way of figuring that out, you know, looking for identifying marks and that sort of thing. But he doesn't seem to be, I just don't see anybody who would be in the process of creating or distributing this child pornography that would take this tact. Criminals don't deal with the police. It is not if you are of the criminal mindset, and believe me, if you're going out there consuming child pornography, you know exactly what it is you're doing. You can't lie to yourself. The way they described that tape, the girl being sexually assaulted, physically assaulted on video, I mean, there's no way you come across that online and say, oh, wonder what store they bought this from. No, that's child pornography. So you know that you're doing something that is considered criminal as you're doing it. How many people that are doing something that they consider criminal are going to say, oh, I don't think I'll just take this down to the police department and show them what I've been up to? I mean, this is just bewildering to me.
Well, I do have a friend who would regularly, you know, more times than several times in his life, has gone on crack binges, stolen a bunch of money out of cars and businesses,
mm-hmm.
Goods, and pawned them and all that kind of stuff, then feels bad and, you know, turns himself into the police or gets caught and then
but he wasn't turning himself in. The guy in the story was not turning himself in.
I understand. I'm just saying that there's a spectrum of people out there that may very well do exactly what this guy did and be guilty.
I can understand.
I don't know
the
what the likelihood of you know, comparing I just found this videotape versus yeah. I feel bad now and I want to give this away to the police. I mean, I think they're both strange places to be coming from. You find a porn tape like this, or you find something that's...
Fire would be the best. I think you're right about that. Fire. Because if you put it in your trash, you're still
rid of it.
Wow. Just an amazing story. 800-259-9231. This is why people say you just shouldn't bother calling the cops. Dial 911 and die, or at least you get locked into a jail cell. It's reminiscent of the Michael Gannon case here in New Hampshire. Man with a video system, security system, in his home, had recorded some police detectives that were there asking him questions about his son, doing things that were not really in the line of things that police detectives should be doing. They were being very rude and pushy, and so he brought that tape into the police department to show to the superiors to say, you know, your guys are out of line here, and they arrested him for it. Because there's some lame law here in New Hampshire and in many states that prevents you from videotaping or audio recording the police without their consent, if you're in some sort of private situation where they wouldn't expect to be recorded. So it's just awful when things like this happen. People try to do the right thing, and they get punished. Also, another story that we reported on recently from Miami, a lady was on the side of the road. The cops were having some trouble, and they asked her if she could interpret, because, you know, there are a lot of people that speak Spanish down there. And they asked her if she could interpret, and she helped them out. And then afterward, they wanted her to, you know, to stay there. And she said, I'm sorry, I've got to go. You know, she had an appointment to be at. And so she left. And they arrested her. They arrested her after she'd done them a favor. You can't do it. I mean, you can't even do the cops a favor and expect to be helped, to have them appreciate you. It's just sick. All right, let's go to the phones, do the fun. Let's talk to Michael in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Michael.
Hey.
Michael, hello there.
Hi, Ian. Caught your caller last hour talking about time travel.
Yes.
And reminded me of a book I read a little while back by Dr. Robert Forward, a physicist, who also happens to write novels. And you mentioned the paradox where going back in the past to change something?
Sure, that's what they do in all the movies, at least. I mean, that's my only familiarity with time travel.
Did
you want to address that paradox?
Well, according to Dr. Forward, it just can't happen.
I'd like to know why. Hold on. 800-259-9231. Because if time travel is possible, and some scientists are saying it is, then why wouldn't that be possible to change the future in the past?
Right.
It's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Ted Anderson for Midas. September 24th, 2007, gold $732.10. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $754.90, $372.25 for half, $186.13 for quarter. That's $754.90, $372.25, and $86.13. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its $1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market, and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in the global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 1-800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. It's 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
and Mark.
And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features are for free. Live streams are there. Broadband version and a dial-up version, both free for you at FreeTalkLive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at FreeTalkLive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359 for SACL CAI. As we continue with the phones, going back to Michael in New Hampshire. Now, Michael, you had said, we were talking earlier in the show about, one of our callers had called in to point out that time travel is apparently being talked about as something that could seriously be a possibility. And so that led us to sort of just a general discussion about time travel and, well, you know, can you go back, if time travel is possible, can you go back and alter the events of the future like they like to do in the movies? You're saying that's impossible. Why?
Actually, Dr. Forward said it was not possible to alter the events of the past. He theorized that some event would happen that would prevent you from altering the past.
Huh.
But I guess...
Wouldn't that be an alteration of the past, though, if something prevented you? Right. That's what he theorized.
So, well, it's just more of a, so there's not really anything, any solid reasons. It's just his theory, then, is what you're saying.
I believe, yeah.
Gotcha. So if you were going to try to stop someone from being assassinated, his suggestion would be that you would be prevented from stopping the person from being assassinated because history was written, and so therefore history will continue to enforce its past on you or something.
Correct.
Got it. Thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it.
Yep. 800-259-9231.
It's all speculation from here, right?
Yeah. Well, time travel is a very speculative area. There's just nothing there.
You know, I wonder...
I did love his statement, though, when you asked when if you can move forward in time, and he says, well, we are now.
Yeah, it's cute. Was that him, or was that... I think it was another caller.
No, that was the not Michael. Caller. Not Mike's statement, the original caller.
800-259-9231. Let's talk to Mark in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's on your mind?
Not much. I think you guys... well, I was going to bring up something on a show a couple days ago. I'm just listening on the podcast, but you guys were talking about... about like child predator laws and stuff.
Okay.
Or child porn, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, I was just having a comment to say, it's kind of something brought up, several times in the show, Ian, on the unintended consequences of government. I think when someone created these laws, they had good intentions, but people got to think about this. When they, get a hold of the government to establish a certain law, by the time it gets processed, administered, and it's placed, most of the time, if not all, it looks nothing like the way it was created, you know?
Absolutely.
And I mean, I understand going after these guys, but we need to understand how we're going after and who they are. I got a short story here. I got a friend of mine. He was going out to the bars one night, and he got real drunk, and, you know, he was leaving the bars, and he got behind a bush and peed in it. Next thing he knows, he's a label child predator. He can't go 100 yards from the school, you know, playground.
They labeled him a child predator for that because normally they're just...
I'm not sure.
Right, normally...
I'm not sure if it was a sex child predator, but it's in that line of category.
Right.
And he got an attorney for it, and the attorney, of course, can be that guy. He's getting a better one now, but he's totally innocent. It's the way these things turn out. And just people trying to work with the government, they're saying the world is made with good intentions, and I know they have good intent in this stuff,
yeah.
But what do you think about how the government's going about, solving the problem. We're trying to,
absolutely,
administer justice.
And really, let's look at, the truth is, and by the way, thank you for the call. Your phone's kind of overmodulated. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. Let's also look at in the world of child pornography, there's a very, very small number of people that is creating the product and a much larger number of people that's consuming the product. And every time you ever see a story about somebody getting busted for child porn, how often has it been the producer? I can't think of any.
I've never heard of the producer of child porn being busted.
No.
Like, in books, fiction.
That doesn't count.
No, it doesn't.
So, I mean, and he's absolutely right about his point that, okay, there might have been good intentions when the law was created, but then it gets enforced by government people, and the bureaucracies always want to expand their power, and so the laws end up, they don't end up getting written the way you initially wanted them to be written, because it's as soon as it goes into the legislature, it becomes a political football and gets passed around and modified and changed, and then once the bureaucrats get hold of it, it gets enforced based on the whims of the bureaucrats. So your law, your perfect law, never ends up the way you had hoped it would end up, and it ends up being enforced much more widely than originally intended.
Mm-hmm.
His friend's story is not original. His friend's story has happened countless times across this country. People getting in trouble because they had to go to the bathroom and they weren't around somewhere where they could go into a location, maybe at a public park or something like that, where the bathrooms are closed. Whatever the reasons are, when you gotta go, you gotta go. And if you can't hop in a car and go somewhere, you've got to go behind a tree. I mean, that's just what you have to do.
Or, you know, some people do it out on the golf course because there's no bathroom nearby. Some people do it because they're just drunk as hell and their decision-making is somewhat compromised. But that's a public drunkenness charge. That's not a sex charge.
Well, now it is a sex charge for somebody who's urinating in public. That is a sex offense.
Right, they're calling it that, but it shouldn't be. They should not be put on the same list as child predators,
but they are
in some states.
That's the problem. And
most
I think it's most states, and it's bad news because then when somebody does that child sex search thing when they punch in the zip code online, then the guy who got busted for peeing behind the tree in the park is going to show up.
Right. Some states will say what the charge is. Some will, categorize the offenders. Some states just put the statute number. I don't know what the statute number is. All I see is sex offender list.
Here he is. Yeah, I mean, I'm just waiting for the day.
And that's not very useful for parents. I mean, how many of these guys peeing behind trees? How many guys were 17?
Statutory rape, how about that? Yeah.
17 had sex with a 15-year-old girl. I mean, that information is not useful to a parent. It just serves to inflame the fear.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what parents need to be apprised of, and by the way, sex offenders are less likely to offend than a lot of other offenders out there.
To reoffend, you mean?
To reoffend, than a lot of other offenders out there. Your child is more likely in danger from somebody who has never been convicted. Well, your child's more likely in danger from someone that they know, whether it's
Uncle John or somebody.
More likely stepfather, stepmother, those kind of people seem to have more access and less reason not to. But they're still more likely to be attacked by somebody who has not been convicted than by somebody who has.
It's true.
Well, it is true.
259-9231. Coming up, still, we got to talk about a license plate that's been revoked for apparently no reason whatsoever. But first, let's go to the phones to talk to Dana in Texas. Dana, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Dana.
I have a subject that's a little different from what you're discussing.
No problem. Sure, it's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Go ahead.
It has to do with the pittance, non-existence almost, of cost of living increase that is fixing to hit all senior citizens and us disabled ones as a cost of living for January 2008.
Now, wait, where are you getting this increase from? Is this like on a government check or something?
Well, Social Security disability, Social Security retirement, you know, what all of us paid into over the years that the government has stolen for the last 60 years.
So you're saying
what they have proposed. It is not in the news media whatsoever.
All right, you give us a scoop, but hang on. We're going to bring you back, Dana. 800-259-9231. We'll find out what that's all about and take your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I have the best experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years, and so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 50 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, it is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231, single CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark,
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. And those include the bulletin board system, over 250,000 posts waiting for you, lots of fun stuff, and serious issues all being discussed at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. As we go back to the phones and to the fun, back to Dana in Texas. Now, Dana, you were going to tell us, I guess you're on disability or Social Security, and you had some news about, I guess they're gonna, you said they're going to do something that no one's talking about in regards to cost of living, so please explain.
Okay. What I'd like to do is just get an email address for you guys and email you 3 articles, and they're self-explanatory, and they'll explain what I'm...
Well, actually, if you could just give us the executive summary, you can certainly find our email on our website at freetalklive.com, but our listeners want to know now, so if you could just give us the executive summary, that'd be appreciated.
Okay. The COLA formula for the cost of living increase for 2008 for everyone on Medicare or Social Security, whether you're disabled or retired, is going to be 1.2%, maybe up to 1.4%, which is absolutely nothing. When I found this out last week for a need-to-know research, I called Social Security. The lady was shocked. I walked her through where these articles were on the internet, and she said, this is going to be like what happened to all of us in January of 2003 when Dorji Porgy made us all live on the same money for 2 years in a row. She said, what we will end up getting will be just enough to pay the increase that we always have every year on our Medicare payments for our insurance. However, there is a $10 increase coming up at the same time for our Medicare insurance. So if we only get a 1.2% to 1.4% cost of living, which means our money allotment checks every month will not change, it'll be the same amount we're getting right now, and we're probably going to get less because our 1.2 to 1.4% will not be enough to cover that $10 monthly Medicare increase. It's going to go from $94.50 to $104.50 a month for each person that is a participant in Medicare.
So you're getting an effective pay cut, essentially.
Exactly.
Well, you
know
what?
Those of us that are on this and cannot work, how are we supposed to make it with all of the cost of living increases that have happened this year?
Sure, with the government out there.
Everything.
Right, the government's out there expanding the money supply.
Right,
and
it's not enough that they put their hands in wealthy and middle-class people's pockets, but now they have to go after disabled people's pockets,
right. Well,
too.
You know what? This is what happened.
See, guys, the problem with the Social Security Fund, they've been stealing from it for 60 years.
Well, right. The problem
it's
is it exists in the first place.
And they steal and steal from it, but they never pay anything back.
Right,
they don't
have to.
That's why the younger generations, like yourselves, are having to pay in to help carry a future baby boomers that are already disabled or fixing to retire, and all
system.
The others that are already retired.
This
right,
is
to
exactly
think,
what
to think
happened.
That we can trust the government to handle something like this. It's just crazy
right.
and ludicrous.
Look
I
at
mean,
what's going on. They screw
this
over the,
important.
Right, they're screwing over the veterans, and now they're screwing over the people on Social Security. I mean, this is they can get away with it. There's nothing you can do about it except sit there and complain, and they don't care. I mean, it doesn't matter to them if you complain to them. They'll just stop answering your phone calls.
My objective is to get a ripple going over the news media. I've done stuff on the internet, posted to 18 different news networks, because it's not being talked about. What are we hearing about? O.J. Simpson. Like, we really give a damn?
Yeah.
You know, it's just really upsetting. And they're not going to say anything about it because this is due for a decision next month, in
this
3 weeks.
I wish you the best of luck in promoting this, but I wouldn't get my hopes up if I were you, just because, I mean, I wouldn't want them to be dashed on the rocks when they decide against you. But, you know, it's so sad hearing these stories, and if anything, young people in America should understand that they need to get the hell out of Social Security, keep the money they earn, and save it for their own retirement, because if you count on the government to take care of you in your old age or in disability, this is what happens. They screw you over just like they screw over the veterans, and thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
I may not
it,
get anything
luck.
Done, but I will go down with a fight.
Good luck. That's a great attitude, and thank you for the call. 1-800-259-9231. Can you believe? I mean, this is what they do.
Yeah.
They screw you here, they screw you there, and now they're screwing crippled people. Because, well, wait. Oh, I thought government cared. Oh, now we want them to take care of all of us in the healthcare system?
We have to help each other, right? That's what they tell us, but you know, they're just helping themselves to our money.
And people believe, I mean, are the people that are in favor of this government health care system, this universal health care, are they paying attention to how government behaves? Have they ever even looked at a situation like what Dana is in right now? Do they even understand that this crap goes on? These people live in some sort of weird fantasy world where the government can do no wrong, and the government is so much more
friendly. Like, it's
going to
do the right thing.
Right.
They're just not.
Like
they've proven it over and over again.
For some reason, because they're people in government, that they're holy people, and they're wonderful, and they can, and everything they do is just great, and we just need to put more things in the hands of government. Are you kidding me? They're putting people's lives at risk. These people that are on disability, they expected that they would be taken care of, just like many veterans expected that the military was going to take care of them. After all, that's what they were told. But when the government makes a promise and breaks it, it doesn't really matter that much.
Right. It's not a contract that anyone can hold them to.
Right.
It costs too much.
When you and I break promises, then we can be taken to court. We can be punished for that sort of thing. But when government does it, too bad. That's what you get. And that is what you get. So be ready for this. Our younger listeners need to understand exactly how government treats its people, and that is, they bend you over the barrel. They bend you over the barrel when they take your money from you in the first place to the tune of over 50% of your income. That's a conservative estimate. That's how much you're being taxed. They bend you over the barrel for taxes, and then down the line, when they're supposed to be taking care of you, you get bent over as well. So take it and like it, because that's how it's going to be. 800-259-9231.
You can work for yourself, and you don't have to pay Social Security. You know, you and I have seen a letter from the Social Security office that was shown to us by a friend of ours that said, "And
just don't pay it."
Yeah, the guy said you don't have to. And have you ever heard of anyone ever going to jail for Social Security tax evasion?
You take that 15% and put it in a low interest bearing bank account. You'll do better than Social Security.
Well, put 20% and take it and put it in
money market, CD, whatever.
Right, money market, CD, gold, silver, bonds.
Oh, I'm just talking about non-risky things. Take it and put it in something non-risky, and you'll do 10 times better than Social Security. Maybe even more than that.
Anything, pretty much.
Let's go to the phones. Talk to Brad in Massachusetts, listening on WBNW. Hello, Brad.
Hey, guys. How are you doing tonight?
Great. What's on your mind?
I wanted to comment on the time travel thing, but okay. I just tuned in, so I hope I'm not being repetitive.
Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Are you guys suggesting that this is something that is possible or close to happening?
I have no idea. All we're going on is what a caller said last hour. He claimed he saw a video on YouTube that
it was from Nova.
The Discovery Channel or Nova or something. So, you know, maybe...
It's Free Talk Live. Anybody can get on here and claim anything they'd like. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I'd like to give you the opportunity to make some outlandish claim if you'd like.
Oh, I wish I had more advance notice of that. I probably could have thought of something. But as far as the time travel goes, I think this is something that is probably not possible. I guess this is not something that one person could say one way or another, this is possible. This is, how could anyone know that? But there is supposedly a paradox that occurs if one were to travel through time and do something like, say you went back in time to the point where your maternal grandfather was a teenager,
mm-hmm.
and for whatever reason you killed him.
Right.
That would immediately eliminate the possibility of the existence of your mother, and then in turn immediately eliminate the possibility of you ever existing,
right.
which immediately eliminates the possibility of you being able to do that act, and then over and over and over again.
Right. Yeah, so it certainly is a fun thought experiment, isn't it?
It's fun to a point, and then it's just you have a headache.
Yeah.
So
I'm kind of with you. I don't really think it's possible, but you know those crazy scientists, they come up with all kinds of neat things. Who knows?
Indeed.
Who knows? Over time, I guess time will indeed tell if we can time travel, but and then all those questions will be answered, I suppose, if the whole world doesn't catch on fire or something like that. Thanks for the call, Brad. We appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemed.com. www.cholesterolinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part? My listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and only moments remain, but just enough time for your call if you make it right now. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The feature's on the site are for free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. You're going to have to do the shopping anyway. You might as well do it through amazon.freetalklive.com. The prices are great. Free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of items. And then, of course, there's all the other great things about Amazon, like their huge selection, 41 categories to shop in. The comments, that's got to be my favorite thing about Amazon. Anytime I'm researching something, I love the comments because you can actually find out what people really think about the items that they purchased.
Right. Some people clearly had unreasonable expectations for their item, and you can pretty much tell that from their comment. And others, you know, they give you a nice report that you can use.
A very level-headed assessment mm-hmm. of the product, and it's ups and it's downs. Anyway, if you go through amazon.freetalklive.com, we get a cut. So, great way to get your shopping done and help the show. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, to talk to Bill in Oklahoma. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. Thank What's you for taking my call.
What's up?
I caught the tail end of the last caller, I guess. Somehow they were talking about, or my perception was talking about government taking care of you, and it brought to mind how misled the American people are, especially the ones in the workforce who have to depend on somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
They go in to work for these big companies and they get attracted to the 401k savings plans and all these different savings plans, which happen to be backed. Or endorsed by the government.
Right.
When are we going to wake up and realize that we can do a far more better job ourselves of taking control of our own money and stop relying on what the government thinks that we should be doing with our money?
I don't know. I wish I could answer that.
I have some pretty good performance from my 401k, and you can self-direct it a great deal. People need to take responsibility in the sense that they need to look at their money. Look, the reason you're going to work every day is to earn money, and if you don't pay attention to your retirement, you don't pay attention to your IRA, you don't pay attention to your 401k, you're liable to lose out, and it's nobody's fault but your own.
Yeah, but, okay, you were talking about the 401k and how much you've got invested in it, but say something happens to you, Mark, and you decide, or God forbid something happens to your family, mm-hmm. and you desperately need to get to that money. Well, if you have an unexpected medical expense, it's going to cost you a good chunk of percentage rate, 40% and higher, to get some money out just so that you can live off of.
Well, I mean, I totally agree, but do understand that I put that money into the 401k tax free, so I saved 25 to 30 something percent.
No such thing as tax free, my friend.
Well. Later.
No such thing as tax-free. Tax-deferred,
okay.
Maybe, but never tax-free.
Well, I had deferred it, and then I'm going to take a penalty when I get it.
Okay.
Yeah, I can agree on that. Now, I did manage to stumble upon, Ian, a couple of nights ago, you were talking about reputation sites on the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
And I found a good deal of them. There was like three or four of them that I found.
Really?
Yes. One of my favorite ones was the iKarma. Site, which pretty much does everything that was it? It wasn't Greenleaf.
Rapleaf was the one. Was it iKarma.com?
Right. iKarma.com is another reputational website.
I can spell rap and I can spell leaf. I really don't know if I can spell karma.
You can't spell karma?
K-A-R-M-A. M-A.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought there was an H in there.
It's okay.
No.
He went to government school, Bill. Don't mind him.
Well, so do I, so I'm sadly to report. But it tied in very well with peer-to-peer lending, which I thought was really cool. For those who don't know what peer-to-peer lending is, if Mark or Ian wanted to borrow money for the station, or the station for the show, they would go onto the site, make a request for X amount of dollars, and then other people would, based on their reputation score, lend them the money based on some facts that the website gather.
Right. So instead of getting your loan all in one chunk from a bank, then you're actually getting it in little bits from a bunch of different people. So the risk is distributed, if you will.
That's right. And what I thought would be a clever use of this would be to replace it at some point. Get away from the savings plan that the government wants and start utilizing the higher rate of return that some of these other sites provide, and we can do completely away from the government savings plan.
Right. And to answer your question from earlier, you know, what's it going to take to get to the point where people don't rely on the government anymore? I mean, it's nothing short of an entire paradigm shift amongst the American population. And that's quite a task, and that's what we're working towards. I don't know how soon it's going to happen. I don't know if we'll get to a point of critical mass where all of a sudden our ideas will catch on. I certainly see Ron Paul catching fire, and maybe he can help propel these ideas out into the mainstream. The ideas of self-sufficiency, relying on yourself, investing for your own future, and not counting on mommy government to take care of you. Hopefully, we can simply popularize these ideas and end government schooling. If you end government schooling, then we'll have a much wider choice and variety in the world of education, and many of those educational options will probably include some sort of financial sense class, because right now, kids that are graduating from government schools don't know anything at all about finances. They have zero fiscal understanding of how the world works, and all they understand is, oh, I think I need a credit card now that I'm 18.
Right,
yeah,
so my parents have one.
Credit card. Yeah, exactly. And you were saying something about the government school children being, you know, they only know what they're taught. Well, if we take them out of the government schools, then that will mean that they'll start to think for themselves, and I'm not sure that's such a good idea either.
Oh, what are you talking about? Why is that not a good idea? People thinking for themselves.
Kids these days, I just,
kids are kids these days because they went to government school. Thanks for the call, Bill. 800-259-9231. Kids are kids these days because of what we talked about several times on this program, where the government, with all of its stupid rules, you know, you can't have a job until you're 14, or in many cases 16. Oh, you can't do this until you're 17. You can't do this until... The government and its nanny state keeps kids childlike as long as possible.
Right.
Some people say you're not an adult until you're 26 in this country. That's not because that's a natural process. It's an entirely unnatural process.
Right, because somebody said it.
Yeah.
And it's they've implemented laws on that respect. You know, you were talking about Ron Paul, and I have a few facts on Ron Paul I'd like to squeeze in by the end.
Maybe, but we've got to go to the phones and talk to John in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amplifier line. Hello, John.
Hi. I was calling in really to mention or to talk about what Eric talked about earlier, which was Britain being a great example of laissez-faire capitalism back in Dickens' time.
Judging by your accent, you may know a few, just a thing or two more than Eric.
You at least sound authoritative.
Probably. And I wanted to mention my experiences living under socialism in the UK in the 70s, too, afterwards. But
You've got 2 minutes to do it all.
Okay, great. Well, I'll do my best. Really, the average person didn't have access to capital back in Dickens' time.
Mm-hmm.
The country was run by and for the ruling class and the aristocracy. They had all the capital. They had all the control. And it was essentially, if you were well-connected with the royal family and so forth, you're an old-money family with big land, you could run these corporations. But the average person really, it was a class-based society. There were limits on how far you could get. Simply through the class structure that was prevalent at the time.
So there would have been no way for somebody to just show up on the scene and open up their own factory to compete with the existing businesses?
No, because they wouldn't have had equal access to capital that the aristocracy had, for example. So I don't think that was a very good example of laissez-faire capitalism. It's very much a class-based society.
Gotcha. Excellent. Thank you for the expertise.
It's difficult for us to field these questions. We didn't know anything about it, but that's pretty much what we
expected. As we expected, yes.
Mm. And the second point was, if socialism's so great, Britain was a very, very socialist country in the mid-70s. And I was around about 11 in 1977. Everything was nationalized. The trash companies were nationalized, the water companies, electric, the car companies, everything. Everybody decided to go on strike that year. It was called the Winter of Discontent. Because everybody decided to go on strike to give themselves a pay rise from the government. And trash was piled up in the streets. There were rolling electricity blackouts. The army were having to man fire trucks and respond to what we have as 999 calls, 911 calls. Because the fire service was on strike. It was a nightmare. And that's what really propelled Margaret Thatcher to power and to introduce the free market reforms she introduced in the late.
They didn't go far enough. I mean, there's still people pulling their teeth out with pliers over there because.
The National Health Service is obviously a problem, but
right.
In the 70s, tax rates were ridiculous.
So those other areas, they shifted back to a more market based situation, and they got better, but they still kept the health services nationalized, and it's still awful. So thank you for the expertise, man. We really appreciate it, John. It has been Ian here with you
and Mark.
Socialism is always a failure. The free marketplace is the only solution for a prosperous future. More on the way tomorrow night. See you then. FreeTalkLive.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Help.